This is episode 1741. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I honor you for showing up for yourself to experience a little more peace, energy, and clarity as you slow down. Sometimes you have to give yourself permission to slow down, and that is what you are doing. Meditation may be the most important thing you do for yourself today. So as you get ready to do your meditation today, I have a technique to share with you. The technique for today, as it is for every Tuesday, as I record this, it's for a Tuesday's episode. I share a breathing technique. Now, breathing techniques are one of the most effective ways to instantly calm your mind and body. And our theme this week is all about managing anxiety. And so your breathing technique will help you manage anxiety. I always say the best time to prepare for any kind of event, but especially an emergency, is before it happens. And anxiety attacks are emergency situations. And so when you have some tools to help you along the way, you feel more confident and calmer about what you may be experiencing as you go through an anxiety attack. And in yesterday's episode, I shared with you how important it is to coach your way through your anxiety attack, because this helps to let go of fear. And anxiety is often provoked from fearful situations that cause you to feel threatened in some way. So when you are experiencing an anxiety attack, remember that it's important to remind yourself that what you are experiencing is a sympathetic nervous system response that will soon pass. Now, you don't have to remember that it's a sympathetic nervous system response. Just remember that you're going to go through some symptoms, and then you will eventually get back on track. And if you even want to talk to yourself this way out loud, that can be particularly helpful. There's research showing that when you talk to yourself out loud, you process your emotions, you have more focus and clarity, and can problem solve much better than if you're ruminating in your mind. So it's very similar to keeping a journal. That process of writing helps you to process emotions and to problem solve. So you can talk your way through an anxiety attack. You can say, "This part is really hard." Describe how you're feeling. And then you can say, "I'm doing my best. I'm learning as much as I can to help myself when I feel this way, and I'll just become better and better at managing these kinds of panic attacks." So this is your tip for today. I also want to share with you something else. So prevent a panic attack by limiting your intake of caffeine. And this is very important because caffeine is a central nervous system stimulant. And when you consume too much of it, it can actually exacerbate anxiety and panic attacks. What it does is it stimulates your fight or flight response. That is exactly what you want to avoid most of the time in your life, unless you are actually being chased by a tiger. But studies show that caffeine in the form of coffee, sodas, chocolate, tea, such as green tea, the Camellia sinensis plant has caffeine, and even over-the-counter medications like Excedrin or Midol have caffeine, and this can worsen an anxiety attack. So limit your caffeine. The best thing to sip to relax you is chamomile tea. There have been clinical and laboratory research that has determined that caffeine can significantly decrease anxiety and even fight depression. How about that? You probably have chamomile tea in your kitchen cabinet. Maybe you do. And this is something good to know, because how hard would it be to have a pack or two of chamomile tea to carry in your wallet or your handbag or even in your pocket if you're feeling a little anxious on a particular day, or you just need a little something in your back pocket to use in case you start to feel anxious. Soak the tea, or steep the tea leaves, or soak the tea bag for about 5 minutes, and then you can sip it slowly. We have organic teas at sipandom.com, my website. I just released herbal teas for you to enjoy. So this is a way for you to naturally manage anxiety. With any herb, even with a commonly sipped herb such as chamomile, you want to make sure that it doesn't interfere with any other medications you're taking, or if you're nursing or are pregnant, you want to check with your healthcare provider. Now, I'm going to guide you through the breathing technique today. Here is how it goes. You're going to inhale to the count of three. Of course, inhaling and exhaling through your nose. You're going to hold that breath for the count of seven. And then you're going to exhale a little bit longer to the count of eight. Now, go at your own pace. It might be hard for you to hold your breath to the count of seven, so maybe decrease it to the count of four. And then just adjust the inhale and exhale accordingly. So this is the 3, 7, 8 count. You might do it to 1, 3, and 4. So again, go at your own pace. I'll guide you as you inhale to the count of 3, hold for the count of 7, and exhale to the count of 8. You know where you can find the full guided meditations. If you want to go a little more deeply into this meditation series, you can find access to over 1,700 guided meditations, full half-hour guided meditations, on my app, which is the Sip and Om meditation app. You get full access to the app for 2 weeks free. Not just a small portion of the app, but actual full access to the full app. That also includes downloadable journals that go along with each week's series. So you have a Manage Anxiety journal for this week, as well as a slowdown guide with all the meditation techniques on it at your fingertips. So that again is the Sip and Om meditation app for you getting ready to meditate. As you calm your mind and body, you can transition from your busy day into a state of inner peace by doing this technique. So I'll guide you through one round and you take it from there, doing it for as many rounds as you feel necessary. So good for you, and this helps focus your mind. Inhale to the count of 3. 1, 2, 3. Hold. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Exhale. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Inhale. Hold. Exhale. Continue this technique, knowing you are so worth slowing down for.